Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Obviously, it's Martin Luther King Day, and there's a whole slew of things. It's a federal holiday, and as I said, it was started during the Reagan administration. It wasn't adopted in all 50 states until, I believe, 2000. But the first day was observed in 1986 after Reagan signed it into law. In 1983, post office, federal offices are closed, stock market's not trading. But the truth is, it's a day that's beyond just, a day off for people. It's a day of reflection. A lot of, especially in academics and schools, a lot of people surround this day with learning about, civil rights in this country. And we thought we'd talk about it a little bit with Deacon Art Miller here on Brian and Company. Deacon, how are you this morning?
Good, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm well. And I think you're speaking in Massachusetts later this morning. Is that correct?
No, I was there yesterday. Okay. This morning I'm at the Deltas, the extraordinary society, sorority Deltas, to help in spreading the good news of what Dr. King has done and his legacy.
I wanted to ask you. I'm 50, and so. I mean, it was a big part of my education as a young person, but, it still seemed close enough, the event of his passing. I mean, I was born in 71, just a couple of years after he was assassinated. Do young people today have enough of a feel for the significance of Dr. King in this country?
I don't think anyone does. Young people or even you at 50. It's important to understand the tenor of the times, the fragility of our nation at that moment, the teetering between fascist entity and a nation that truly embraced the truth of freedom for its all of its citizens. It was a very, very fragile time. And so I don't believe that, even though I was blessed to have marched during that time and was with in one of his marches, even at that time, I wasn't aware of the extraordinary change that was happening to the world. I mean, you don't know until you look at it retrospectively. And then when you look at it through the rearview mirror of your lives, you don't see it fully nor clearly. It takes time to. I think it's important that we recognize that we as a nation have not yet overcome. The march towards freedom, a true and free society, seems to have been suspended, frozen in time. And unless we find the courage to rise up and confront this another fragile moment, we will fail to be what we as a nation were meant to be. So, this is an ongoing conversion, right. An ongoing transformation from what we are to what we can be.
I wanted to ask you, before I get into sort of the contemporary side of it, people who don't have that understanding, throughout the ages of his impact. Can you sort of crystallize what, because, nonviolence doesn't mean lack of protest, right? I mean, he was very much in favor of protesting. He just was in favor of nonviolence. Just sort of crystallize how you view, Martin Luther King Jr.'s approach to trying to affect change?
Oh, absolutely. I remember in 1963 when I was first arrested. I had just finished high school and was on my way to be a freshman at the University of Illinois, and we had to go to training on how to be peaceful and what it meant. It did not mean that you did not confront anger. It did not mean that you did not speak truth. What it meant was that you did not retaliate the way that you were being retaliated against. I remember sitting and the police dogs and the sirens and the cacophony of noise and the fear. And what I knew was I couldn't strike back, because if I did, what everyone would see and what would be publicized was my anger. Instead, it had to focus on the anger and of the aggressor, or the ones who did the hating, or the instruments of those who did the hating. That's what had to be emphasized. And if my body had to be used as the instrument through which that was illustrated, then I had to be willing and strong enough and man enough to be able not to hit back.
We're talking with Deacon Art Miller here on Brian & Company about Martin Luther King Jr., of course, honored today with a federal holiday. You sort of mentioned about, you know, how where we are in the current moment in time. You know, what do you think? I mean, again, you can't speak for him or get in his head, but what do you think would be Martin Luther King Jr.'s reaction to what's going on in our world today?
I think he'd be surprised. One, I think he'd be surprised that we elected Barack Obama as president, and I think he'd be extraordinarily proud, as was I. But then, kind of like after Reconstruction, there was this backlash, a response to the step forward, where folks in this nation could not accept that, and jealously grabbed a hold of the power they thought they had and pushed back. And I think that's what we're experiencing now. You know, it used to be said, well, you're moving too fast. You're moving too fast. Well, freedom never comes too fast. And Barack Obama, when he was the president, did everything right, and yet, almost everything right. And yet, today people have pushed back, and I think that's the response of where we are now, the fear that people other than Anglo-Saxons might have a say in this nation. Some people, not all people, but I believe that's what has caused it. It reminds me of when O.J. Simpson wrongfully, in my opinion, was exonerated. There was such a pushback against black men. And if one were to do a study, the incidence of police brutality rose extraordinarily right after O.J. Simpson was exonerated. That was the response to a black man gaining a freedom. And in that terrible example, nonetheless, I believe that was the response to it. I'm not doing a comparison between OG.
No, I get it. No, I mean, listen. I mean, the things that move and shape our culture. It's in retrospect. I can see what you're saying for sure. Finally, real quickly before we go, Deacon. I just final thoughts on, you know, any resources people can go to where to watch his speeches, or if people need to read one thing, what would you have them read? Just, you know, if people want to educate themselves.
You know, here's what I would do. Instead of reading, I'd tell the people, I believe there's an 11th commandment. You know, I'm a clergy. And the 11th commandment says, thou shalt not be a bystander. People need to act more than they need to read at this point. You've heard everything you need to know about freedom, about this nation. One needs to begin to act like you believe and like you've read. We can no longer sit on the sideline. There are only 5%, it is estimated, 5% of the American population participated in any meaningful way in the civil rights movement as deemed between 55 and 68. 5%. And yet that 5% changed this, the world and this nation. All I ask is for your listeners, 5% of them, to act against injustice. Right. If that were to happen, I think this nation would change.
All right, Deacon, thank you so much for coming on the program.
You're welcome, my brother. God bless you.
All right, you too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.